Hello and welcome to another edition of the Monetary and Credit Information Review, MCIR. This is Mohana bringing you the May 2022 edition. This monthly periodical of the Reserve Bank helps keep abreast with new developments and important policy initiatives taken by the Reserve Bank during the month of May in the world of money and credit. MCIR can be accessed at https://mcir.rbi.org.in as well as by scanning the QR code. Through this communication tool, we aim to share information, educate, and stay in touch while ensuring factual accuracy and consistency in disseminating the information. Section 1, Monetary Policy. Resolution of the MPC. On the basis of an assessment of the current and evolving macroeconomic situation, the Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, at its meeting on May 4, 2022, decided to increase the policy repo rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility, LAF, by 40 basis points to 4.40% with immediate effect. Consequently, the Standing Deposit Facility, SDF rate, stands adjusted to 4.15% and the Marginal Standing Facility, MSF rate, and the bank rate to 4.65%. The MPC also decided to remain accommodative while focusing on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation remains within the target going forward while supporting growth. These decisions are in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for consumer price index inflation of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2% while supporting growth. Governor's Statement. The MPC decided to hold an off-cycle meeting on 2nd and 4th of May 2022 to reassess the evolving inflation and growth dynamics and the impact of the developments after the MPC meeting of April 6 to 8, 2022. The MPC voted unanimously to increase the policy repo rate by 40 basis points to 4.40% with immediate effect. Consequently, the Standing Deposit Facility rate stands adjusted to 4.15% and the Marginal Standing Facility rate and the bank rate to 4.65%. The MPC also decided unanimously to remain accommodative while focusing on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation remains within the target going forward while supporting growth. Minutes of the MPC meeting. The 36th meeting of the MPC, constituted under Section 45ZB of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, was held during May 2nd and 4th, 2022 as an off-cycle meeting to reassess the evolving inflation and growth dynamics and the impact of the developments after its meeting of April 6 to 8, 2022. Accordingly, under Section 45ZL of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Reserve Bank published the minutes of the proceedings of the meeting on the 14th day after the meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee. RBI Central Board Meetings. The 595th meeting of the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank was held on May 2, 2022 under the chairmanship of Shaktikanta Das, Governor. The board approved the nomination of Dr. Rajiv Ranjan ED as an ex-officio member of the MPC. Deputy Governors Sri Mahesh Kumar Jain, Dr. Michael D. Patra, Sri M. Rajeshwar Rao and other directors of the Central Board, Sri Satish K. Marathe, Sri S. Gurumurthy, Ms. Revati Iyer and Professor Sachin Chaturvedi attended the meeting. Sri Ajay Seth, Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs also attended the meeting. The 596th meeting of the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank was held on May 20, 2022 at Mumbai under the chairmanship of Sri Shaktikanta Das, Governor. The board reviewed the current economic situation, global and domestic challenges and the impact of recent geopolitical developments and discussed the working of the Reserve Bank during the year April 2021 to March 2022 and approved the annual report and accounts of the Reserve Bank for the accounting year 2021-22. The board approved the transfer of ₹30,307 crores of surplus to the central government for the accounting year 2021-22 while deciding to maintain the contingency risk buffer at 5.50%. DJs Sri Mahesh Kumar Jain, Dr. Michael Devabrata Patra, Sri M. Rajeshwar Rao, Sri T. Ravi Shankar, and other directors of the Central Board, namely Sri Satish K. Marathe, Sri S. Gurumurthy, Ms. Revati Iyer, and Professor Sachin Chaturvedi, attended the meeting. Sri Ajay Seth, Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, and Sri Sanjay Malhotra, Secretary, Department of Financial Services, also attended the meeting. Governor meets MD and CEOs of public and private sector banks. Sri Shaktikanta Das, Governor, held meetings with the MD and CEOs of select public and private sector banks on May 17 and 18, 2022. The meetings were also attended by the DGs, Sri M.K. Jain and Sri M. Rajeshwar Rao, along with senior officials of the Reserve Bank. In his introductory remarks, the Governor noted the key role played by the banks in supporting the economy throughout the pandemic. He advised the banks to remain watchful of the recent geopolitical developments. Moving on to the second section, which is on regulation, the first item is on credit ratings for deposit of NBFCs. The Reserve Bank on May 2, 2022 decided that the minimum investment grade credit rating for the purpose of accepting public deposits by NBFCs shall be BBB- from any of the SEBI registered credit rating agencies. Maintenance of cash reserve ratio. As announced in the Governor's statement dated May 4, 2022, it has been decided to increase the cash reserve ratio of all banks by 50 basis points from 4% to 4.50% of their net demand and time liabilities, effective from the reporting fortnight beginning May 21, 2022. Reporting of reverse repo. In order to bring more clarity to the presentation of the reverse repo on commercial banks' balance sheet, the Reserve Bank, via its notification dated May 19, 2022, has issued revised guidelines updating the Reserve Bank of India Financial Statements, Presentation and Disclosures Directions 2021. Change in bank rate. As announced in the Monetary Policy Statement 2022-23, dated May 4, 2022, the bank rate has been revised upwards by 40 basis points from 4.25% to 4.65% with immediate effect. Finance for Housing Schemes, Primary Urban Cooperative Banks. The Reserve Bank on May 24, 2022 revised the ceiling on loans to individuals for carrying out repairs or additions or alterations to their dwelling units to Rs. 10 lakhs in metropolitan centers, which are those centers with population of Rs. 10 lakh and above, and Rs. 6 lakhs in other centers. Interest Equalization Scheme. In terms of paragraph 2.4 of circular number DOR.SPR.REC-93/04-02-001/2021-22, dated March 8, 2022, the Extended Interest Equalization Scheme, IES, on pre- and post-shipment rupee export credit was not available to those beneficiaries who are availing benefit under any production-linked incentive, PLI, scheme of the government. The Reserve Bank on May 31, 2022 advised that as per government clarification, the extended IES will also be available to such beneficiaries for segments other than for which they have availed PLI benefits. These provisions shall be deemed effective from October 1, 2021. RRA 2.0, Withdrawal of Circulars. The Reserve Bank had set up the Regulations Review Authority, RRA 2.0, to review the regulatory instructions, remove redundant or duplicate instructions, and reduce the compliance burden on regulated entities. In the third tranche of recommendations, RRA 2.0 has recommended the withdrawal of 225 circulars on May 2, 2022, and additionally 239 circulars on May 13, 2022. With this, the total number of circulars withdrawn is 714. Moving on to Section 3 on Foreign Exchange Management, the first item is Term Loan by SBI, Settlement in INR. In view of the difficulties being experienced by exporters in receipt of export proceeds from Sri Lanka and State Bank of India's credit facility agreement for financing the purchase of essential goods by Sri Lanka from India, the Reserve Bank on May 19, 2022 decided that such trade transactions with Sri Lanka falling under the said arrangement may be settled in INR outside the Asian Clearing Union mechanism. The said instructions came into force with immediate effect. Report on Management of Foreign Exchange Reserves. The Reserve Bank of India on May 12, 2022 released the 38th half-yearly report on the management of foreign exchange reserves for the period ending March 31, 2022. This report is released in the public domain for bringing about more transparency and enhancing the level of disclosure in relation to management of India's foreign exchange reserves. Guidelines on import of gold. The Reserve Bank on May 25, 2022 advised that qualified jewelers as notified by International Financial Services Centres Authority, IFSCA, will be permitted to import gold under specific ITC HS codes through India International Bullion Exchange, IFSC Limited, IIBX, in addition to nominated agencies as notified by the Reserve Bank in case of banks and nominated agencies as notified by DGFT. We now move on to Section 4 on Payment and Settlement Systems. The first item is on interoperable cardless cash withdrawal. The Reserve Bank had announced the introduction of interoperable cardless cash withdrawal, ICCW, in the statement on the development and regulatory policies dated April 8, 2022. Accordingly, all banks, ATM networks and white label ATM operators may provide the option of ICCW at their ATMs. The Reserve Bank on May 19, 2022 advised National Payment Corporation of India to facilitate Unified Payments Interface, UPI, integration with all banks and ATM networks. The on and off ICCW transactions shall be processed without levy of any additional charges. Bharat Bill Payment System. The Reserve Bank on May 26, 2022 informed that as announced in the Statement on Development and Regulatory Policies dated April 8, 2022, the minimum net worth requirement for non-bank Bharat Bill Payment Operating Units, BBPOUs, stands reduced to 25 crore rupees with immediate effect. The next section is on consumer education and protection. Review of customer service standards. As part of the statement on developmental and regulatory policies released on April 8, 2022, the Reserve Bank had announced setting up of a committee for review of customer service standards in the Reserve Bank regulated entities, REs, for examining and reviewing the state of customer service in the REs and adequacy of customer service regulations and suggest measures to improve customer service. Accordingly, the Reserve Bank on May 23, 2022 announced the constitution of a committee under the chairmanship of CBP Konungu. The member secretary of the committee will be the Chief General Manager, Consumer Education and Protection Department, Central Office. The next section is on financial markets, liquidity adjustment facility. The Reserve Bank on May 4, 2022 decided to increase the policy repo rate under the liquidity adjustment facility, LAF, by 40 basis points from 4% to 4.40% with immediate effect. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate and marginal standing facility rate stand adjusted from 3.75% to 4.15% and from 4.25% to 4.65% respectively with immediate effect. The standing liquidity facility provided to primary dealers from the Reserve Bank would be available at the revised repo rate of 4.40% with effect from May 4, 2022. Moving on to Section 7 on Financial Inclusion and Development, the first item is on Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Given the varied nature of licensing and authorization related requirements pertaining to inland fisheries and aquaculture across the states, the Reserve Bank on May 18, 2022 modified the eligibility criteria for KCC. Under the scheme now, the beneficiaries must own or lease any fisheries-related assets and possess necessary authorization or certification as may be applicable in respective states for fish farming and fishing-related activities and for any other state-specific fisheries and allied activities. Sectoral deployment of bank credit. The Reserve Bank on May 31, 2022 released data on sectoral deployment of bank credit for the month of April 2022 collected from select 40 scheduled commercial banks that accounts for about 93% of the total non-food credit. On a year-on-year basis, non-food bank credit registered a growth of 11.3% in April 2022 as compared with 4.7% a year ago. Credit growth on a year-on-year basis to agriculture and allied activities, industry and services sector was at 10.6%, 8.1% and 11.1% respectively in April 2022. It was 10.7%, 0.4% and 2.4% respectively in April 2021. Personal loans segment continued to perform well, driven by housing and vehicle loan segments. Lending to NBFCs. Lending by commercial banks to non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, and lending by small finance banks to NBFC microfinancial institutions for the purpose of on-lending to certain priority sectors was permitted up to March 31, 2022. The Reserve Bank on May 13, 2022 decided to allow the above facility on an ongoing basis to ensure the contribution of the synergies developed between banks and NBFCs in delivering credit to specified priority sectors. We now come to Section 8 on RBI Bulletin. RBI Bulletin May 2022. The Reserve Bank on May 17, 2022 released the May 2022 issue of its monthly bulletin. The bulletin includes Monetary Policy Statement 2022-23, Resolution of the Monetary Policy Committee, May 2nd and 4th, 2022, one speech, four articles and current statistics. The four articles are as follows. The first article is on state of the economy. The Indian economy consolidated its recovery with most constituents surpassing pre-pandemic levels of activity. Heightened global risks stemming from weakening growth, elevated inflation, supply disruptions on account of geopolitical spillovers and financial market volatility stemming from synchronized monetary tightening pose near-term challenges. The second article is on financial stocks and flow of funds of the Indian economy 2019-20. The article presents instrument-wise financial stocks and flow of funds for the five broad institutional sectors, namely financial corporations, non-financial corporations, general government, households including non-profit institutions serving households, and rest of the world on a from whom to whom basis for the year 2019-20. The major findings are A. The financial resource gap of the domestic economy narrowed during 2019-20. B. In terms of financial net worth, households held the prime position followed by financial corporations, whereas general government and non-financial corporations continued to be net borrowers. C. The financial resource balance of the financial corporations strengthened during 2019-20. D. India's dependency on foreign resources has declined as compared to a year ago. And E. Overall, loans and advances remain the most preferred instrument for deployment of resources, followed by currency and deposits. The third article is on growth maximizing external debt of India. The article investigates the relationship between external debt and growth. The major findings are A. The findings provide evidence of a non-linear Laffer curve type inverted U-shaped relationship. B. The estimated growth maximizing external debt to GDP ratio is higher than the current level, indicating space for attracting more debt flows. C. The identified space for India's external debt may be carefully assessed along with other external vulnerability parameters for preserving macro stability while pursuing the objective of growth. The fourth article is on irrigation management for sustainable agriculture. This article analyzes the trends in the area-weighted cost and efficiency of irrigation across agriculturally important Indian states. The major findings are A. The area weighted cost of irrigation declined during the study period, reflecting the impact of increased access to subsidized power in most of the states. B. The estimated technical efficiency of irrigation suggests that majority of the states lie far from the efficiency frontier and have shown declining trends. C. The inefficiency appears to be driven by the energy consumption in the farm sector and groundwater accessibility. And D. The findings call for policy focus on energy and water-efficient irrigation technologies. The next section is on research and data. Annual report. The Reserve Bank on May 27, 2022 released its annual report for 2021-22, the statutory report of its Central Board of Directors. The report covers the working and functions of the Reserve Bank of India for the period April 2021 to March 2022. All India House Price Index for Q4 2021-22. The Reserve Bank on May 31, 2022 released its quarterly House Price Index, HPI, base year 2010-11 equal to 100 for Q4 2021-22, based on transaction level data received from the housing registration authorities in 10 major cities. Major findings of the index are: All India HPI recorded an annual growth of 1.8% in Q4 of 2021-22 as compared with 3.1% in the previous quarter and 2.7% a year ago. The year-on-year movements in HPI varied widely across the cities, ranging from a growth of 19.2% in Kolkata to a contraction of 11.3% in Bangalore. On a sequential quarter-on-quarter basis, All India HPI registered a contraction of 1.1% in Q4 of 2021-22. Bengaluru recorded the highest sequential contraction of 11.1%. Kolkata, Chennai and Kanpur recorded sequential growth. The last section is on data releases. Important data releases by the Reserve Bank during May 2022 are as follows. 1. International trade in services, March 2022. 2. Scheduled bank statement of position in India, April 22, 2022. 3. ECB, FCCB, RBB, March 2022. 4. Overseas direct investment, April 2022. 5. Sectoral deployment of bank credit, April 2022. 6. Lending and deposit rates of SCBs, May 2022. 7. Quarterly statistics on deposits and credit of SCBs, March 2022. And 8. India's invisibles, October to December 2022. With this, we have come to the end of this edition. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast of the May 2022 edition of the NCIR. We welcome your feedback at ncir@rbi.org.in. Thank you for listening and have a great day.